This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
From the National Restaurant Association, 37% of restaurant goers who were surveyed said they've reverted to takeout and delivery instead of indoor dining. 19% of people said they've stopped eating out altogether. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum is proud to present an evening with two of Chicago's premier blues musicians, Brother John Katke and Dave Spector, on October 21st. That's a week from Thursday. Their free concert continues the Library and Museum's celebration of Illinois music, centered around its special exhibit, The State of Sound, A World of Music from Illinois. They perform in the ALPLM Union Theater at 7 p.m. next Thursday. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, nowdecatur.com.
An NFL coach is out of a job over emails. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. John Gruden resigns as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, saying in a statement, "I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt anyone."
This follows newly leaked emails from the NFL reported on by the New York Times, showing a pattern of misogynistic and homophobic remarks by Gruden dating back 7 years, using inappropriate language regarding NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, female referees, gay athletes, and players protesting during the national anthem, just to name a few. These latest emails follow a Wall Street Journal report from last week regarding a 2011 email that Gruden sent to former Washington football team president Bruce Allen that used a racial trope to describe NFL Players Association executive director Demoris Smith. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs an executive order banning private companies or any other entity from imposing coronavirus vaccine mandates on employees or customers. Some companies and healthcare systems in Texas announced those mandates weeks ago. Governor Abbott in a statement says the vaccines are safe and effective, but should always be voluntary. President Biden still trying to bridge the gap within his own party on spending bills that can pass.
Top White House officials all the way up to the president himself are working to broker a $2 trillion compromise, not between Republicans and Democrats, but between Democrats and Democrats.
We need to stay together and bound by the values that we hold as a party.
The moderate wing of the party wants a traditional infrastructure package focused on roads and bridges. The progressive wing is pushing forward with social spending. Think cutting the price of college tuition, prescription drug prices, and a focus on climate change.
Fox's David Spund. Results of the autopsy report on Gabby Petito are being announced today by a medical examiner in Wyoming. She was found dead there last month. Her boyfriend, a person of interest, went missing himself about a week later. America's listening to Fox News. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a fact. COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer. Also a fact. Vaccines are highly effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths, even from the Delta variant. If you've got questions about COVID vaccines, talk to a doctor, because our kids are irreplaceable. We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
The fish stick and fish sandwich supply could be affected by a customs dispute.
As of this past weekend, there were some 26 million pounds of Alaska pollock stuck in cold storage in Canada. A federal judge stepped in to allow this fish to be shipped to Maine and other U.S. processing centers. This dispute centers around the Jones Act, which declares that American ships are supposed to be bringing products between American ports. For the fish to enter the U.S., they're usually brought from Alaska to Canada, then trucked into Maine. That's difficult with a trucker shortage right now. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is asking President Biden to step in and help resolve this problem. John Saucier, Fox News.
The sale of gas-powered lawn equipment is being banned in California.
Governor Newsom signed a new law that, beginning in 2024, possibly sooner, will ban the sale of new gas-powered equipment. It's a broad category from lawnmowers, generators, and pressure washers. Equipment will have to be electric or battery-powered. The American Lung Association responded, writing in part, quote, "Governor Newsom signing this law really sets a strong course to not only his commitment to transitioning to zero emissions, but also to cleaner air and healthier lungs."
Fox's Matt Finn. There's $30 million budgeted for rebates to help landscaping companies buy new equipment. Israeli archaeologists say they have found a huge winemaking complex dating back 1,500 years, including presses, warehouses, and kilns to make clay storage vessels. They say it could have produced more than 500,000 gallons of wine per year. It took 2 years and 4 tries, but wildlife officers in Colorado have finally freed an elk from a tire around its neck.
They were finally able to tranquilize the 600-pound bull elk, cut its antlers, and pull the tire off after spotting its herd near Pine Junction, southwest of Denver. The tire was filled with debris and apparently weighed 35 pounds. Colorado wildlife officials say they've seen deer and elk get tangled in a number of items like swing sets, hammocks, clotheslines, Christmas lights, and volleyball nets.
That's Tom Graham. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy, then sunny with a high of 74, and tonight 10% chance of showers. After 5 a.m., most partly cloudy with a low around 53 for Wednesday. Chance of rain, maybe thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high of 76. And Thursday, showers likely, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy and a high near 74. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, October 12th edition of Byers & Company. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, plus Dale Coley will join us. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Let's unpack this John Gruden stuff a little bit, because I do think it's separate categories because it's the NFL.
Yeah. And I will throw in one sports related item to that. This is probably, there's maybe no more than a handful at most of in professional sports and in the main American sports where this coach is as integrated or as important to their particular team and their future than John Gruden was to the Raiders, given that they invested 10 years of continuity, built an entire franchise around. I mean, this isn't just hiring a dude and replacing him with another dude. This was their entire vision.
Okay. You're talking about the dynamics of how important he was or wasn't to the organization.
Right.
And that's not really, to me, what's pertinent.
Oh, I agree. The only reason I'm saying that is that if anybody gets a pass, it might be at that highest level.
You're implying that there's a level where you can say this stuff and get away with it, and I don't think that level exists.
I guess that's actually what I'm verifying here, is that the stuff he's doing isn't savable just by being the best coach there is.
But is he the best coach? I mean, he's been very mixed reviews on...
I understand that. They gave him a 10-year deal.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's the point. Why it's important to break this down, and why if he was and these emails were to Bruce Allen from the Washington football team while he was working at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody he's getting fired, or he basically got fired. He quit. Because of the racist remarks. Because the anti-gay is all over the NFL. There is no more a homophobic place than the National Football League. It's players, it's coaches. You watch Hard Knocks.
Yep.
Could you not, and I'm not going to say that Mike McCarthy's anything or another, but would it surprise you if this stuff rolled out of his mouth?
Unfairly, no.
I'm using him as the stereotype.
Yeah. And I'm agreeing. That stereotype, you would not be surprised.
And if you've, listen, I've worked the sidelines of these NFL games, and the stuff you hear down there is 100 times worse than anything John Gruden typed into an email.
Mm-hmm. Does the fact that Carl Nassib is on the Raiders matter in this story at all?
No. No. Because it's one thing if you're pressured publicly to support a player and you give it lip service versus here's your real private feelings than you're letting out in email. Now, maybe he's evolved a lot over 12 years. That's completely possible.
Yep.
I don't know the man. And the idea that he's the only one who had any misogynistic things to say about female referees. All I'm saying is, you take the blatantly racist sort of stuff out of this, and most of it sounds like your regular NFL sideline chatter.
Yeah, I see your point to that. Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any other way to take him but at his word that he's sorry or whatever. I mean, I don't, like I said, I'm not in the judgment game of handing down punishment of what people should get for X, Y, or Z. He resigned. He lost his job. Now, these emails evidently were between 2010 and 2018. So some of this stuff isn't that old.
Right.
Some of it is just this macho, testosterone-laced, guy-like NFL caveman sort of beat my chest. I mean, this doesn't... I mean, if everybody's shocked, they haven't been in an NFL locker room or NFL sideline.
Yeah, you know, his TV personality was this guy that gushed and glowed over everybody. People were annoyed by
I thought he was the guy who was tough on the quarterbacks with the, you know, the whole X's and O's and sitting down with them and grilling them from, you know.
Oh yeah, he's the quiz guy. But if you would listen to a broadcast, oh, this guy can throw it a country mile. Oh, this guy, he's as fast as a truck. You know, it's like every person, it was just nonstop, nothing but nice things to say. And if he was critical, it was from an X's and O's, you know, from a, like a credibility stake, but he would gush on everybody. So you kind of thought, man, this guy's really likable. He's such a nice guy.
Now, some of these things, you mix it all together to go, okay, well, this guy just is this toxic dude that whatever. If you think he's the only one that thought players should be fired for protesting the national anthem, you're crazy. If you think that was a couple of people that felt that way. And if you think he's the only one that uses homophobic language.
Yeah, or was kind of mad about Michael Sam getting drafted in the NFL and, you know, along those same lines. No, not the only one.
Now, I'm not saying that more people doing it makes it right. I'm just saying there is a culture in the NFL that you take out the racist thing and put it over here, and what's left over here is common language.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a point to where a lot of these guys, they don't know what century they're living. When you watch Hard Knocks, like, just insert any team.
Oh, yeah. I've been around enough early practices or, you know, team sort of. I've been around a lot of NFL players, and that stuff is what I kind of expect to hear.
And I feel like there's a lot of these guys that are ex-athletes or ex-coaches that are, like, on ESPN or Fox or wherever it might be, and they will go on the air and say one thing, and then the water cooler talk is just like this.
And it was exponentially worse at the time where they were living it and breathing it on a daily basis. I mean, there are obvious signs of improvement in a lot of those fronts, and not to enough where it's majority, but there are clearly a lot of that stuff is better than it was 70s, 80s, 90s. And those are the people, you know, that are coaching or on TV, like you said, that walked
in. I don't think there's a whole lot of, I mean, I think there's lip service to it, and I think that's about it.
I would I would disagree with that.
Based on what?
Seeing a lot more players, and a lot meaning going from zero to some that speak out about it or make a conscious effort to be part of it or to try to affect change and stuff. It is a sizable group.
On the racism front, you're absolutely right.
I've seen it on especially on the homophobic.
How many active players are straight up up front homosexual in the NFL today?
Currently, we know for sure Carl, but I haven't been tracking Carl Nassib, who does play on the Raiders.
Yeah, the only openly gay mm-hmm. player in the NFL.
Right.
You think they've made headroom there?
I do, actually. This isn't get out the champagne and celebrate the victory amount of growth, but there are players that came to his aid that tweeted
great. And that's fine. And that is improvement.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you're saying, I thought you were implying like vast improvement. No. You were saying like, oh, it's not the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. I'm telling you, 2021 is not that different from the 90s for the vast majority of people in the NFL.
I would say for the majority. I'm saying the gap is closing a little bit. It's still the majority is in that realm. I'll give you that for sure.
Once again, I'm not taking up for John Gruden. What I'm saying is there's so much hypocrisy mm-hmm. in the NFL.
It's toxic in its culture in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Sure.
And so if the story is written, a series of emails showed him delivering racist, homophobic, and misogynistic comments. You take out racist, mm-hmm. and he's fitting right in with the majority of people in the NFL.
I see your point and I don't really disagree with it. The only thing is I think there's been a little more progress. That's the only thing you and I disagree on, is I think they've made a little more progress.
I think the fact that he was still coaching until yesterday.
Oh, man. It's unbelievable, really.
Is a testament to exactly how it has not changed. Because I guarantee you, he didn't make isolated remarks mm-hmm. in emails to one human being.
Nope. It was systematic.
And you throw the word queer out. You throw the word, you know, big, you know, whatever from The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. Those are words that are used commonly in the NFL. I mean, it is just part. As to the point where no one's even offended because right. it's just the common language.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So people will wake up and go, well, how in the world did he? Because he was having the same conversation with other people using the same language. I think that there's this, you know, this image that Roger Goodell wants to project, and then there is what you saw with Colin Kaepernick and all the other stuff and the teams and the owners, and there's a disconnect between Jerry Jones and, you know, some kid who comes out of the closet, you know, a young kid there's a divide there that is, I don't know that it's ever, I mean, I don't know that you ever connect those two things. Certainly not in a couple of years. Now, I do believe that the NFL, because of their own best interest involved, the racism matters to them.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And rightfully, it should, and to the players. You got a league of majority black athletes. You can't do that. But I think the homophobic and the misogynistic, that's just right in the wheelhouse of the NFL.
I do think that you'll see, for the same reasons, possibly because of good people, but mostly out of self-preservation, you will see a systematic movement towards, the rights of those from the LGBTQ community become a point of emphasis from the NFL. You'll see it, even if it's for show. I'm not saying they're the good Samaritans. I'm saying there will be enough of a push that you will see campaigns and branding and commercials.
I don't think you might see some sort of, you might see a giveaway of some sort until more than one player in an entire league is openly gay. I don't think that the NFL is worried about the LGBTQ audience, or I mean, I really don't. Now, if they made up 61% of the audience share, right, you'd see a massive campaign.
Yeah, again, I'm not saying they're going to have the same advertising budgets or anything, but I mean, we've seen mental wellness creep in.
And all of that's great, and it's all progress. If you're actually walking the walk,
that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, if nothing else, self-preservation and to look like the good guys. I'm not giving them credit as caring.
I see the mental wellness thing really being driven by the Colts owner, you know, more than an NFL thing. And maybe I'm missing some of it. Yeah, I don't watch.
There's players that have, and there's, you know, Hayden Hurst from the Falcons, Dak Prescott that are getting features weekly.
Good.
Mean, they honestly are.
Okay.
Again, I'm not saying they care about it.
But they're just putting it out. Mental health impacts a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think that's how they decide everything. And they lay it down on the table and they go, well, is this audience big enough to actually affect our bottom dollar?
Sure.
I mean, there'll be some draft that comes through and says, oh, just by the way, the word queer is not allowed. But if you've been around, look at what Mike McCarthy was okay saying in front of the camera.
Right. Yeah, it's rough.
Right?
And that's the clear for TV stuff.
That's the, hey, I know the cameras are rolling stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I won't disagree with that. I've heard it with my own ears. I mean, lots of it. Lots and lots of it. Before games, on the field, after games.
And if you're shocked that an NFL coach replied to a meme about female NFL officials, and the meme was literally shared by the co-founder of Hooters. I don't know what culture you think you've entered. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. We were just hoping it wasn't Chucky, but it was.
There you have it. And I guarantee you for years and years, his colleagues at ABC or NBC, or not even ESPN, or other teams, this wasn't language that was used one time in an email.
You know, my reaction to this when I was, Monday Night Football was on a TV, you know, several feet away, and I thought it read that Gruden out as Raiders coach.
Yeah.
My reaction to this actually sums up what you're saying, really, even though I tried to defend against it a little bit. When it said that, and it said, you know, because of some stuff he'd said, I was bummed because it was a guy I thought I liked, you know, a guy that, but I wasn't surprised. That is the culture. I'm like, well, and I didn't even need more than 10 seconds to actually stop and think about, is that really possible? Yeah, in that world, it absolutely is. And it was, you know, that's what sucks, is that I didn't need sold on it. It just, it's just par for that kind of course.
And here's the real dichotomy in all of it, is that you have a lot of black players who rightfully feel the way they feel about racism, but are also very homophobic themselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So then you get one thing running into another thing full speed. Mm-hmm. So it'll mean a lot to everybody. I'm just telling you, if you're surprised, you've never been around an NFL team. You've never literally been on the sidelines during a game listening to the conversations. And I don't mean whispers. I mean people screaming stuff.
Yeah, that's not, these aren't meant to be hidden. They are yelling it. Sometimes the mics catch it during before a play even.
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while. But everybody's got a product they're selling. I get all that. But this guy felt free enough to just send this out frivolously in emails or on memes or whatever. That's who he is. And it isn't a shock, I can't believe, to most people who know him.
Yeah, my mom made that comment. She said, what is his family going to think? I'm like, they probably already know.
Are you kidding me? If he feels okay to shoot this out in an email,
they already know.
What does he say at Thanksgiving?
They already knew that guy.
We'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy to start, then become sunny as the day goes on, a high of 74. And tonight, 10% chance of rain after 5 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 53. For Wednesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a high of 76. And Thursday, showers likely, mainly in the afternoon and evening, mostly cloudy with a high near 74. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 57 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:24, and this look at your weather is brought to you by Moroa Lumber Company. Quality materials, trusted knowledge, and expertise.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex with a double X battery. Generations of power.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Yeah, it takes a little longer than you remembered.
That's what just happened there. I remember it being about 9 or 10. No, that's 20. That's 20 seconds.
That was good stuff from the police back in the day. Still didn't get the sting there after about 30 seconds. Good morning and welcome. By the way, that last commentary isn't commentary about what was said. It's everybody's fake surprise that it was said. And I don't want to live in a culture where people can't make mistakes and be forgiven. We got too much of the other stuff going on. And that's not a defense of John Gruden. I don't know the man. He's likable as a TV personality, you know. And I'm sure there will be plenty of people that say his character is good based on a lifetime of knowing him or spending years. It's hard to have those conversations, right? We don't want to have them. We just want to go, oh, he said what? But everybody that gets out their fingers to point today, look through all of it. And are you defending all of it vigorously? Because there's a whole lot of that that goes on and people don't blink. Same people would look in the camera and say racism has to stop. We'll turn around and make homophobic jokes. Seen it a million times in my life. And this old school, think high school gym teacher. And I don't mean like maybe today because I haven't been in high school for a long time, but back in the day, something about the coach's shorts and the whistle. To this day, when I see like the actual coach's shorts, and this is completely unfair, but there's a stereotype in my mind that is right about 90% of the time.
About the old coaches.
You know the shorts, right? Wow. They got the two buttons.
I've been scarred by some shorts.
The two buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Usually a gut, like a pretty good-sized gut. And the whistle on the lanyard, and probably a visor.
One of those see-through ones, like that has the color.
No, just regular visor.
Solid one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they just live in the Stone Age. And it certainly doesn't mean all of them. And I'm sure things have gotten better. I don't want to be completely cynical as to say they haven't moved at all. But the idea that a lot of this is a surprise to people in professional football just smacks to me as like, come on, who are you kidding? We'll take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. Mark Topper will be visiting with us, and then we'll check in with Dale Coley. News and stories coming your way now.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The vast majority of United Auto Workers members have rejected a contract offer from Deere & Company that would have given at least 5% raises. The union has given the Moline-based tractor and equipment maker a strike deadline of 11:59 tomorrow night. Negotiators plan to return to the bargaining table today to try to work out a new deal to cover the more than 10,000 workers at 14 plants across the country. ADM says it's been ranked 27th on Fortune's 2021 Change the World list, a global ranking of the top 50 companies making a positive social impact through business practices that are integral to their core corporate purpose. As part of its mission to unlock the power of nature to enrich quality of life, ADM has been at the forefront of pioneering innovation in protein for more than 7 decades. For more details on these and other stories and podcasts and videos, head to our website anytime, nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Democratic Party leaders are pushing for unity as the president's social spending bill gets trimmed down.
Activists are hoping the climate change parts of the Biden plan remain intact, protesting outside the White House and even spray painting graffiti on a statue of Andrew Jackson nearby while they wait for answers about what is in and what is out of the Biden plan.
Fox's Peter Ducey. And Prince Charles urges action on climate change.
The food we eat, the water we drink, the oxygen we breathe depends on the work of other species and the ecosystems they create. Yet, we continue blithely to wipe out species that hold the secrets to so many innovative and sustainable products for the future.
The British royal speaking at the UN Biodiversity Summit hosted by China. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy to start, then gradually sunny with a high of 74, and tonight 10% chance of showers after 5 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 53. For Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a high of 76. For Thursday, showers are likely, mainly starting after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 74. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Time to check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the NFL.
Well, you know, that whole situation last night will go down as one of the epic nights in Monday Night Football history. I think when you combine the game and what happened in that game with the interruption just before halftime of the jolting news that John Gruden had been forced out as head coach of the Raiders due to a number of disturbing emails over a period of years. That was just, there was a lot to try to digest in one evening on ESPN last night. And John Gruden, who signed a 10-year, $100 million contract to coach the Raiders in 2018, out after after one racist email a few days earlier turned out to be the tip of the iceberg, and it was shocking, and it was sad. And that'll go down as one of the all-time crash and burn ends to a career from a guy who received a heartfelt endorsement Sunday night from Mike Tirico. That was very interesting because Mike Tirico said, "I feel like I know John personally. better than anyone in the league from working with him and traveling with him for 7 years on Monday Night Football. And I'm listening to this, and I have a lot of faith in Mike Tirico. This certainly, I believe he meant every word he said. And he said, I never saw or heard anything like what they are talking about in this one email. But there was obviously a lot more than Mike Tirico knew about. And so, you know, that endorsement didn't mean a whole lot. But the NFL was not investigating John Gruden. You know, they were looking into the Washington football team, and they went through 650,000 emails and came across these emails from Gruden to Bruce Allen, who was then the president of the Washington club. And when the league turned those over to Raiders owner Mark Davis, he went to the team facility and had an emotional meeting with John Gruden, who submitted his resignation. I'll bet that was both guys bawling. Mark Davis, so close to John Gruden. His dad, Al Davis, hired John Gruden. It took him years to convince John Gruden to return. And then to have to go in and do this was, oh, man, that would have been really, really rough. And then somewhere in there was just a heck of a football game. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens fell behind the Colts by 19 points in the second half before Jackson led them to a 31-25 overtime win. He was unbelievable. He completed 37 of 43 passes for 442 yards and four touchdowns. He set all kinds of records in the game. It was just a fun-to-watch football game packaged around the demise of John Gruden. I mean, that is a full night of stuff for NFL people to try to wrap their heads around. That was amazing.
All right, we will get to Major League Baseball and the playoffs on the other side of the break with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, now open in downtown Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Well, we know one team that's going to be in the American League Championship Series.
That's exactly right. And the postseason is sort of coming together now for Major League Baseball, and that one team is the Boston Red Sox, who eliminated Tampa Bay 6-5 last night. So the Red Sox are in the American League Championship Series and will play either the Houston Astros or the Chicago White Sox. The Astros lead that series 2-1. Their game 4 in Chicago was rained out yesterday, so they will play today at 1 o'clock with Carlos Rodon pitching the must-win game for the White Sox. In the National League, the San Francisco Giants took a 2-1 lead over the Dodgers last night with a 1-0 victory. The only run was a home run by Evan Longoria off of Max Scherzer, who pitched brilliantly but lost. Max Scherzer went 7 innings, allowed 3 hits, struck out 10, but that was not enough against 4 San Francisco pitchers who did not surrender a run. Game 4 is tonight at 8 o'clock in Los Angeles. The other National League Division Series game, Atlanta Braves with a 2-1 lead over the Milwaukee Brewers, thanks to some stellar pitching. They've allowed 1 run in 3 games, and the Braves can advance to the National League Championship Series with a victory in Atlanta today at 4:15. You know, I don't know who to root for. San Francisco has been remarkable all season. I still don't know how they do it, but they do. Atlanta, you know, because of manager Brian Snitker, who's from Macon. The White Sox, because they're young and fun. Boston, because, well, I guess I just like watching playoff baseball at Fenway Park. And sometimes it's good to not have a big rooting interest. You just root for good games, and that's sort of where I am on this postseason, and I hope they continue to spit out good games. I do enjoy just the backdrop of the Green Monster and Boston. Fenway's just a, you know, it's one of those cathedrals that plays well in the postseason, plays well on TV. So maybe I root a little bit for the Red Sox.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day. Excuse me, and we'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. I loved Fenway when I was a kid.
Yeah, the big monster, the big green monster.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And the '70s, like, Red Sox were an amazing team.
Carlton Fisk, you know, waving that home run over as he's going down the line. A lot of fun there.
Who would have been like
Yastrzemski? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And you'd had Freddie Lynn and Jim Rice.
Oh yeah. I had a Jim Rice baseball glove. You know how they had the signatures? Mine was Jim Rice. Just super random, but I liked him probably because of that. He was a great home run hitter.
Oh, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Who else made up the outfield there?
Ooh, that's I'm not going to remember.
Freddie Lynn and Jim Rice. Mm-hmm. Who was the third?
I'm not going to remember that, unfortunately.
But anyway, they were a lot of fun to watch. And as a kid, you just had a sense that they had this history of the Yankees, the Red Sox, you know, and that was the best.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great documentary. Is it a 30 for 30 about their finally getting to the promised land?
Yeah. That was a great story. And that team was a lot of fun, too, from, you know, Big Poppy to Manny Ramirez and Johnny Damon and all those guys. That a lot of fun, that Red Sox team. And now they're, you know, kind of up on the top of the mountain as a team that's perennially in it. Sorry, wow.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. In it every single year. You know, they spend the money and they seem to get the results, at least to be in the thick of things. And here they are again.
Yeah.
I mean, there is the New York and Boston bias for sure. Don't get me wrong. But it's because they're pretty interesting. They're in huge markets and they're generally pretty good. So fine. That's fine by me. Let's watch the Red Sox and Yankees and Dodgers and teams like that do really well. It's good for good baseball.
Yeah, that makes me sort of excited for postseason. Mm-hmm. I haven't really thought much about it since the Cardinals lost.
Yeah, and then you've got, like Mark said, you know, you got Snicker and his Braves. They're a lot of fun, young, scrappy kind of team.
I can't root for the Braves.
No? Can't do it?
No.
They shipped you Wainwright. Can't tip the cap to him and say
Cubs
thanks
for that?
Cubs
gave us Lou Brock. What do you go with there?
Sometimes you just got to tip the cap and say, hey, thanks. That was a good move.
Yeah, I tipped the cap when you were like in it every year but couldn't ever actually win it.
That was painful.
Yeah.
That was very painful.
No, for whatever reason, and you're right, they probably should be on that list. I can't go there with Atlanta. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's not our hatred. I mean, it's not anything like that. It's just sort of like, eh.
Yeah. They're a fun team, though. They're like the scrappy, what the Cardinals kind of were, you know, top heavy with some young guys trying to make it happen. So they're the spark plug team, if you will.
Yeah.
It'd be a fun postseason, fun October into November.
I just think about those teams, those Yankees teams and those Red Sox teams from that era, and maybe the Reds.
Oh, yeah. Man, the big red machine, forget about it.
Yeah.
Basically, all of them have plaques in Cooperstown, New York.
Yeah. I mean, how are you going to talk about teams? Like, I mean, there's not many of those. I mean, we talk about, like, particularly in the NBA, you know, these stacked teams. I mean, like, are you going to be more stacked than the 70s Reds?
And how?
Or the late 70s, early 80s Yankees?
And it's organic. It's not mostly organic. It's not one of those where a guy says, I'll take $100 million less to go play with somebody else. It kind of happens organically through drafting and farm club system and a couple key acquisitions.
Yeah, even the Oakland A's.
Yeah. Catfish and all the
Reggie and Joe Rudy. Yeah. I mean, the Violet Blue.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're talking about some
names.
Yes.
I mean, those are plaques. Those aren't people. Those are plaques.
And they had a crazy owner, too. And the Yankees were, that was fun, too. With the Steinbrenner and mm-hmm. Billy Martin and the firing and the rehiring and the firing and the rehiring.
Yeah.
Always the drama.
Yep.
All right.
Same uniforms, though. Not changing those.
That I love. Absolutely love that.
Get that mustache off
Man,
that face.
There's nothing better than like Penn State or the Yankees. You give me something where, you know, I guess the equipment kind of gives it away a little bit time wise.
Yeah, but the pinstripes are the pinstripes.
Yep, good stuff. All right, kind of excited now. Dale Coley's going to join us on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy,
And if your sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex with a double X battery. Generations of power.
Looking to fall in love with your new home? This is Allie, Director of Marketing with Eagle Ridge of Decatur, your affordable, assisted lifestyle community. You can count on us to provide home-cooked meals, small group activities, and outdoor visitations with family and friends. We are still accepting move-ins at this time. There is no better time to call than right now. Stop by 875 West McKinley or call 872-1282. That's 872-1282. Managed by Garnet Management Solutions, we are an equal housing opportunity lender.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a two-year, four-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan University. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconCountyGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconCountyGives.org. 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Dale Coley is standing by. First and foremost, thank you again for your sponsorship and unbelievable generous donation to the WSOY Community Food Drive on Friday. Big day for all.
It was a great day, and I really appreciate everything you did and everything WSOY and New Hope Media does to bring the community together, and things like that are really important. So hats off to you for a great, great day for the Decatur area.
All right, my friend. What's coming up tonight? Five.
But we got Tanya Hendricks from the Crossing is going to be there. We're going to talk about the Crossing's third vaccine doses or the COVID booster shots. It's also World Health Month, so she will also discuss what mental health resources Crossing has for patients. And that'll be for a pretty good in-depth discussion about that. It is also Medicare Part D open enrollment starting October 15th through December 7th. So we'll have our own Andrea Lyman, who's our certified technician here at Dale South Lake Pharmacy, discussing the recent changes for the upcoming 2022 Medicare Part D plans before the open enrollment begins. We'll also remind everybody about the vaccine clinics that we have at Coley's Corner Drug on Wednesdays afternoon from 12 to 4 and also on Fridays. And, Brian, I wanted to mention one thing. October is National Pharmacist Month, but more importantly, today is October the 12th, is Women in Pharmacist Day. And back when I went to school a long time ago, there was about somewhere around 7 to 10% of the individuals in the pharmacy school were women, and now it's 65% of the people graduating from pharmacy school are women. 55% of all the pharmacists in the United States are female. So it's a great profession, and I want to send out special kudos to Eric Coley, my daughter, of course, and Taylor Albertson, our newest pharmacist on staff, for Enjoy Women in Pharmacist Day.
Absolutely. That's really cool. Is there a reason? I mean, obviously, the evolution of people in general, but that it's so heavily female graduation rates now?
It is a great profession for females. It really people can get in and out of the profession very, very quickly. You can not only have a family and things like this, and you can pick your hours and that type of situation. It really, really is very, very conducive to a great quality of life and having a great profession.
All right, buddy. We'll see you tonight at 5. Dale Coley and Pharmacy Facts with Friends. You know, as we were talking about the Boston Red Sox, it occurred to me that, you know, the Cardinals lost that game to the Dodgers after doing the exact opposite of what the 1978 Red Sox did. When you go back and you look in time, Cardinals went on a 17-game winning streak, got into the postseason, right?
Right.
The Red Sox, they had a 14-game lead in the division. And the Yankees just kept chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. And then in September, what is still referred to as the Boston Massacre, they swept a four-game series at Fenway. And they finished tied and had a one-game playoff. And that's when Bucky Dent hit that home run that sent the Red Sox. So,
what year was that?
78.
Oh, wow.
Dennis Eckersley that year, before he was a closer.
Yep.
Won 20 games, had under 3-point ERA.
Man.
Yeah.
What a career. That guy. So, look, he had that game. He was part of those famous A's teams with Canseco and McGuire, and then part of the Cardinals, too. I mean, he had a life in the baseball. Now in the Hall of Fame, of course, but, I mean, that is seeing some stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty
sweet. He you know, completely changed what he did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That doesn't happen all that often.
No, but he was the godfather of it now happening ever since.
Yeah.
John Smoltz famously did it, and Wainwright probably could do it.
I don't think Wainwright will do it.
He won't. He's done. But
Wainwright started the other way around.
That's right. He was a hot shot. He was the Braves' biggest prospect, and they traded him for J.D. Drew, who never even bought a house in Georgia. He was on his way out.
J.D. Drew. All right, we'll take the break. Here is Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Hey, today's going to be mostly cloudy, then sunny with a high of 74. And tonight, 10% chance of showers after 5 a.m., partly cloudy, and a low around 53. For Wednesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high of 76. And Thursday, showers likely, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy and a high near 74. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:51. And this look at your weather is brought to you by Shaner's Towing. Fast, reliable 24-hour towing in Decatur. Call 217-875-2200.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Millikan University believes in the promise of Macon County students. That's why we've made our own Macon promise to you by giving a reduced tuition rate for all new Macon County students. This reduced rate is guaranteed for up to 4 years, relieving the stress of uncertainty about college costs. Students are also eligible for additional scholarships and financial aid. We're here for Macon County. We promise. Learn more about the reduced annual tuition rate for new Macon County students at millikan.edu/Macon Promise.
Do you know where to find beautiful apparel and spooktacular gifts? Shop on Main, of course. This boutique has ghoulishly delightful sweaters, pants, jackets, and accessories that are perfect for most ages, budgets, and styles. Join Shop on Main Wednesday, October 27th for Witches Night Out from 3 to 7 p.m. Treats and specials will take place, so don't be frightened away. Come to play. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur, or online at shop-on-main.com. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh,
Good morning and welcome back. Having really fast internet matters, but when there are four, five, even six things connected to my Wi-Fi at the same time, it's the Wi-Fi speed that I pay attention to. Enter Xfinity. They offer Wi-Fi speeds over a gig, the fastest Wi-Fi you can get. That's a big deal. Because maybe you're a gamer or a streamer or video chatter. Or maybe you're like me and you have a big home studio that sucks up some serious bandwidth. Whatever the case may be, you need Wi-Fi that can keep up with your lifestyle and all the devices that come with it. You need Xfinity because Xfinity knows fast Wi-Fi makes everything better. Now through October 31st, ask how you can get a special offer of $300 back when you get gig speed internet. Or get started with up to 50 Mbps download speed for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Click, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible gateway. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Offer requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 10/31/21. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Does matter. All right. I was going through my list and I saw that story about the Boston Marathon last night. He's a CNN reporter, evidently.
Who's that?
The guy running.
Oh, okay.
Andrew Kaczynski. They lost their nine-month-old daughter to a rare, really rare brain tumor. And Beans was her nickname. So they had this whole Team Beans marathon. And they literally, and tragic. I mean, I don't know how you ever, like on Christmas Eve when this little girl died. But they've raised over $1 million with the proceeds benefiting the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. And on Monday, as part of those efforts, he ran the Boston Marathon and dedicated every mile to a kid battling cancer that's either survived or didn't with the final mile for his daughter. It was an unbelievably touching story that I saw yesterday.
Man, that is very touching, even just on a cursory level. Oh my goodness.
I'm always blown away when people take tragedy and turn it into something larger than themselves.
Yeah. It's inspiring. It's humbling. You know, here's a thing that I like to watch. I believe it happens in October. It might be September, but right around this time. It's on there's a promotion that the WWE does where they partner with little kids that come up with their own superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
And they feature them throughout all their shows, which is on Monday, you know, Friday. It's on a lot. And they even do paid commercials to show these little kids that show their spirit and their pride and the costumes they make and, you know, and trying to inspire other kids like them to just push through. You know, it's like that is as awesome as you can get, you know, to just find happiness or positivity out of something that is just life sucking sad.
I know. And when you're going through this, like, you know, I felt this way last week. It's like the last thing you want to do is talk about it or be around anybody or do any, I mean, you just want to like grieve.
Yeah.
And people do this unbelievable thing where they make it about something larger than themselves, mm-hmm, and end up doing incredible things.
Absolutely.
So I thought that was a great story.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. I didn't realize the Boston Marathon was yesterday until I saw that story.
I packed so many things in the last few days that I mean, honestly, I had a great few days in terms of trying to find things that I had wanted to do, doing them.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I was really busy. I would have liked to have seen that. Now I will.
Well, go back and I'm sure you can find it. Decatur's Got Talent. The finalists are listed at nowdecatur.com. Just go down to the Flipper of Fun. You can find that. They'll be competing for that $5,000 grand prize. And what's up with the Nats? They're everywhere.
You know, during the food truck.
That was only an 8-second question.
They want me to elaborate. Hey,
Nick takes a day off. It's kind of like starting over. I don't know. We'll be back after stories and news. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Illinois ranks 7th in the nation in laser strikes on airplanes. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, there have been more than 6,700 laser pointer attacks in the U.S. this year, with Illinois accounting for 263 of those. The FAA fined for shining a laser at an aircraft.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.